Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome. It's a wonderful Tuesday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Of course, I'm Dan Bach, and happy to get a nice slate of baseball for us to discuss today. And it is loaded up, star pitching, and pretty much, yeah, this is what it's all about in DFS. And we're going to help you save some time in terms of the breakdown for yourself. Still got to build the lineups yourself, but we're going to give you some tips and some teams and players that we're focused on here today. Always want to thank Fantasy Draft. They step forward and support this podcast, have done it for a while, and I hope you support them here tonight. Give them a look today for baseball. Of course, golf, we've got the tournament out in Memphis. Had a great week in golf last week, and I don't know what it says about one of my teams where the worst guy I had, the score that didn't count, was Jordan Spieth. That's right, because their lowest score has dropped, and he's the one guy I didn't have who made the cut. But it makes a very compelling game for you out there, where if you've got one guy who doesn't play so hot, guess what? Your teams aren't busted. So check him out if you haven't done so. Great things happening over there at Fantasy Draft. Before I get into the games, also a quick thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings. And, you know, I went there for lunch about a week ago or so, and I tried their new signature sampler. And I think this is something you guys can check out for yourself. $15, you're getting wings, three shareable options, things like fried pickles, cheese curds. And then they also have their aptly named over-the-top nachos. It's a mountain of crispy tortilla chips, pulled pork or honey barbecue grilled chicken, jalapenos, and more. And then, of course, you can try out their platinum margarita. I'm not a margarita guy. I'm a strawberry guy, but I'm not a margarita guy. So not my thing, but my wife loves that stuff. So check it out and go overboard with them over at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, available for a limited time. Well, supplies last, and please drink responsibly. All right, let's get to baseball for tonight. Big slate for us. Lots of guys to discuss here tonight. We're going to start with pitching, and then we'll take down the game-by-game breakdown today. Well, we got two studs on the mound tonight in Max Scherzer and Corey Kluber. If you want to play both of these guys together, I think you can, looking at some of the value propositions that we have out there today. I think what you're hoping for, if that's the case, is that, you know, some of the higher dollar options on the slate don't blow up. Manny Machado, you know, the Yankees bats, you know, you're asking a lot there because, you know, you're not going to be able to afford any of those guys. I think you're probably average price per position. Let me do a quick look on this. I've got it up, at least on DraftKings today. If you want to play both of these guys, it is going to set you at about $3K per position. So there's definitely some options out there to make that work. I think it's, you know, something that, you know, if I'm multi-entering, I'll certainly do a little bit throughout. But, you know, even in your cash game builds, I don't know if that is the route that I am looking to take today. Obviously, Scherzer rebounded really nice in that last start. He gets the raise. He's my preferred choice if I'm going to pick between one of these two teams. I mean, I'm not afraid of the Rays at all here today. And, you know, Scherzer, man, I mean, just absolutely, you know, crushed that last time out. 70 FanDuel points, 44 on FanDuel Draft, or on Fantasy Draft DraftKings. I don't know if he gets back to that point. Pitched the deepest he did this season, I believe, into the eighth inning. So yeah, he's a monster. I guess he had one complete game earlier this year, but playing him, probably smart. Your only worry is he didn't get too wasted last night at the Capitals game. I don't know if he went to the Capitals game, but I know that he's a big Capitals fan because he said the other day that, you know, the best thing about not having to hit, I think it was in his previous start, was that he could go into the bullpen or could go into the locker room between innings and watch the Nats or the Caps game. But hopefully you know, he behaved himself late last night. Not too hungover for this start versus the Rays. But great option here today if you can make him work. And I'm fine with Kluber here against the Brewers as well. Both these guys over minus 200 favorites. That's a really big number here tonight. And deservedly so. I think that, you know, these guys just have immense upside. The best K numbers you're going to find in the slate. And, you know, there's not a ton of great offenses that we need to target today. So I think both these guys are going to check in at like 40% ownership. And I'm probably just going to eat the chalk today and have at least one of these guys pretty much on every single lineup that I make. But we need to give you other options today because you might not want to go that path. And for me, the you know, we've got James Paxton, Dallas Keuchel. Paxton was a huge letdown for a big number of players the other night against Texas. He gave up, 12 fantasy points, or had 12 fantasy points that day, coming off of 37, 36, and 46 in three of the four starts before then. And I definitely think he can, you know, get back to that level, but this is a tough matchup here versus Houston. Now he faced his team earlier this season, really had no trouble, at 25 DraftKings fan draft points, pitched six innings, seven strikeouts. And I definitely think there's upside there for him. There's no question about it. The guy's been a K monster, and he's full of ability there. And you look at the salary, though, at 10-4, it's a little risky for me in this sort of matchup. So I actually believe, like, I don't mind him today, but I think I like Dallas Keuchel a little bit better going against the Mariners at home. He's a stronger favorite. The run total for the Mariners today, one of the lowest on the slate outside of Scherzer and Kluber at 3.35. And Keuchel, he's really had a pretty tough run of it over his last three starts. Yankees, Cleveland. Those teams are going to really cause problems for pretty much everybody out there. But he faced the Seattle team earlier this season, eight innings, gave you six strikeouts, only two earned runs allowed, and finished with 24 fan draft DraftKings points. And I think he can get back there, get back to it here too. You know, I was looking at this matchup. Nelson Cruz has really had his number. There's no question about that. But besides that, the rest of these guys have not hit Dallas Keuchel particularly well. I'll be interested to see where the K props come in on him compared to other guys. But there's not a lot like I love in that 10K range. Like I'm okay with Paxton. I don't mind Paxton. But I'm saving, you know, a significant $2,500. That's two improvements on bats by going with Keuchel. So I think he's probably my third choice on this slate. Carlos Martinez, I think you can make more of a case for him on FanDuel. He's 11K on DraftKings tonight, fantasy draft 21K, 8,200 over on FanDuel. So if you want to fade the top choices over there, Martinez more in play versus the Marlins on that site. But I still worry about how long he's going to pitch in this game. First game back off of rehab assignments. So I'm not ready to buy that price at 11K on DraftKings today. Not going to do it. Patrick Corbin, a little bit under 10K. He gets the Giants. Great ballpark to pitch in, no question about it. Giants offense starting to get going a little bit. They've always been pretty strong versus left-handed pitching. Corbin, of course, got off to that rock-solid start, but has really kind of fallen back here a little bit over the last few starts. You know, he was like 23, 43, 44, 33. The last few starts, 16, had a 28, had a 14, had a 17, had a 19, had an 18. He hasn't been terrible. And the more I'm looking at this, I think he's actually probably more viable for us, I think, than Paxton is, just because of that ballpark that he's in San Francisco. Giants earlier this year, he had nine strikeouts in that start, but gave up three earned runs. But even that last start versus Cincinnati, 10 Ks, and six earned runs. So that K upside really helps you even when you get hit around a little bit. But the velocity certainly has dropped from what we've seen early on this season. He actually had a start versus San Francisco on the 17th of April. 44 DraftKings fan draft points. Complete game, 8 Ks in that start. So I'm okay with him here today. He is an underdog. Madison Bumgarner on the mound for the Giants. I'm not ready to press that button yet. I don't know how deep he's going to go. His rehab starts were right around 40, 50 pitches. Maybe they tick him up to 70, 80, but I don't think he's going to go deep enough to kind of pay off that salary. So I'm off of Bumgarner today. So I'm okay with Corbin. Definitely in my rotation. I think Newcomb's interesting against the Padres, but the salary is really up there at 9,200 on DK, FanDraft 18K, FanDuel at 8,900. I think he's definitely viable in GPPs today. I mean, obviously you've got Villanueva who just absolutely crushes lefties, but, you know, he gets around him, and then it's like, you know, Hunter Renfroe, Franmil Reyes, like, those are the righties that he's dealing with, which I think he should be able to handle. So I like him. I'll be having some shares of him. I don't think he's quite cash game playable at that salary, though. Let's see if there's anybody else that we're looking at today. Kyle Hendricks at 8,300. He's all right for the Cubs. The wind is blowing in. I'm curious to see what the total is in this game, because not only is the wind blowing in, it's actually like borderline cold, 56 degrees. Now, I know you Northerners are laughing at me, but that's damn cold where I live, and at least not hitting weather. And, you know, I think that, you know, you can make a case for Hendricks, but limited upside. But the price, I think, makes him somewhat intriguing today at right around 8,300. So, yeah, Hendricks is a guy that, you know, he's got, looking at this season, 1, 2, 3, 4 starts in the 20s. You know, that's what you're looking for to kind of be a GPP winning option for you today. Let's see. See if there's, you know, Ross Stripling has been awesome, but I get a little bit worried here about this matchup versus the Pirates, because, you know, you look at him, you know, his 3 starts, I mean, he's been excellent. There's no doubt this season. I mean, 9, 10, 9, 7, those are his strikeouts. You know, 32, 35, 30, 3 consecutive games in the 30s. 2 of those 3 came at home. The road start was against Washington, which, you know, that's a big spot there to be doing well. But I just am, you know, Pittsburgh's not a real strikeout-prone team. The price is, you know, way up. I mean, just to give you an idea, he was 7,300 before. He's 9,600 on DraftKings today. Went from 14.7 on Fantasy Draft to 18.5. So it's really ticked up a little bit in terms of that salary. And I think he's, you know, put him in your GPPs, but I don't know if he's quite the guy that I'm looking to in, you know, certainly cash games tonight. And then the last guy to talk about here is Steven Wright. You know, he is dirt cheap. He's probably the one crapper on the slate that you can, you know, kind of consider. And he's a knuckleballer. You know, he's a guy that, you know, the ball dances on him. And you can look at some of his performances even this season. He gave you 13 fantasy points, and he's been a relief pitcher this year. 13 fantasy points in 3 innings. Included 4 strikeouts there, and he's done a really good job limiting hard hits. That's basically what you get with a knuckleballer, but it also can go really bad really fast. So, you know, if I'm playing 100 lineups today, like, yeah, I think I'd probably have him in, like, maybe 10% of lineups, because, you know, having a $5,300 guy means that you can stack Yankees, means that, you know, you can get, you know, Manny Machado into a bunch of your lineups. There's a great path to building nice lineups. And I don't want to, you know, I'm not like buying all in on it, but if I got 10% of my lineups that are going to give me some impressive stacks with a good pitcher, I'm willing to do it. So for that reason, he's on the list tonight. All right, let's get to the bats. We take it position by position, and then we'll do stacks after we go through each position breakdown. All right, catcher spot today. Gary Sanchez against Estrada, you got to love it. The Yankees, I think today, you know, they didn't quite hit as many home runs as I thought they would against Fires yesterday, but they could easily get it back today against Estrada. It wasn't a bad game, but Estrada, a fly ball pitcher with reverse splits, not striking guys out. Sanchez, if you can get him in your lineup at 4,300, he is, you know, the top option for us at this position. But I think it's probably a safe spot for most of us out there today if we're paying up for pitching. And Robinson Chirinos against Sean Manaea definitely is interesting. You know, Manaea, the wheels have fallen off after the hot start to the season. And Chirinos, Super strong bat there against lefties, and the price tag at $3K and $2,200 even on FanDuel and $6K on Fantasy Draft could even make him potentially viable there. You know, the game logs are nothing pretty. There's no question about it, but I think he's got greater upside than we've seen this year in the power department. Maybe it comes, and you talk about hitting environments tonight. Doesn't get much better than, you know, what we got out there in Texas. It's going to be humid. It's going to be hot, 89 degrees. So, yes, 10.5 total in that game. Definitely, you know, look into a little bit of Robinson Chirinos tonight in that matchup. Few other names that I don't mind. You can go the opposite end in Jonathan Lucroy. You know, there was a day where he was good against lefties. That day is since passed, I believe. Let's see what the splits we have on him this season against lefties. Just absolutely terrible. We should probably not consider him with his 160 average and 210 wOBA versus lefties. But it is Matt Moore, and Oakland's looking like a very stackable team. But I'd probably rather have Chirinos if I'm choosing between those two. But I do love the Oakland bats tonight. I think Blake Swihart could be an option versus the bullpen game we're going to get here from Detroit. He's 2,700, 2K on FanDuel, 5,400 on Fantasy Draft. Probably not playing him on FanDuel or Fantasy Draft, but on DK where you need a catcher, why not get one from, you know, the best offensive team arguably in baseball in the Red Sox? He's cheap. I mean, there's ways, there's paths here to be getting, you know, four Red Sox into your lineup today with Kluber and Kluber and Scherzer. Now, they're not, you know, Mookie Betts or J.D. Martinez, but Swihart is a path to potentially making that happen. So he's a name that's popping a little bit for me here today. Let's see here real quick. Where's that other matchup that I'm looking for here? The Baltimore bats. Chance Cisco, you know, it's lefty on lefty. You don't love that. So we'll see if he cracks the lineup today, but Jason Vargas is freaking terrible versus everybody. And he's a guy that not a lot of people are going to be rostering today versus lefties. Let's see, Cisco this season, not a whole lot of at-bats, so we're not even sure if he'll be in that catcher spot tonight. But I love the Baltimore stack, so who's ever behind the backstop there, definitely one of my favorite plays on the slate. All right. But I'm probably going to try and get Gary Sanchez. I think he hits a home run tonight. Okay, moving on over to first base. And, you know, I talked about it last week, and I am worried about the weather because I kind of talked about it and called it cold. But, you know, Eflin is really weak versus lefties. And, you know, it paid off last game when I took a whole bunch of the Dodgers bats, I think it was, against him, and they hammered him today. And I think you can potentially do this with Chicago. Not as excited because of the wind blowing in, because of the less than stellar hitting situation we've got going out there. But I'm definitely interested because, you know, just dreadful doesn't really sum up his numbers versus lefties this season. 373 wOBA, 300 ISO, hard contact at 46%. 46% of, batted balls at over 95% in the exit velocity. He's basically red in every category versus lefties except K rate, which is at, 28.9%. So, yeah, maybe there's a chance that Rizzo misses, that Schwarber misses, that Hayward misses. But if they do make contact, there's a pretty decent chance that ball could leave the yard here today. So I'll be curious to see what kind of total we get in this game. I'm not seeing it posted yet, but left-handed bats and, you know, Anthony Rizzo, I think, you know, maybe top, one of the tops that we have out there. Matt Olson versus Matt Moore. It is lefty on lefty. Don't be afraid of that, though. Kudos to Dave Potts, by the way. I mean, $1 million musings. It's not always available for me to read before the podcast. Today it was, and got some good nuggets out there, including Matt Moore, like worse numbers versus lefties than righties, I think, over the last year or so. So don't be afraid to use the lefty on lefty, in that matchup. And Olson, you know, 4,300, he's a big number, but, you know, monster team total, great hitting environment, and Moore is just a gas can. So he's absolutely viable for us today. Edwin Encarnacion, he's starting to get hot at the plate, gets Guerra. 5K, though, is a really big number on him, so I'm not sure how many builds he's going to crack for me today. One guy who's definitely showing up in a lot of builds, and I think it's mainly because of, you know, probably the price more than anything, but that is Justin Bour against Carlos Martinez. Bour is sitting at 3,200 over there on DraftKings, 29 on FanDuel, 65 on Fantasy Draft. Martinez, you know, his big problem has been, you know, left-handed power, and that's something that Bour does give you. So he's 3,200. You know, I ran some mock builds earlier today, and, you know, I'm looking on, you know, one, two, let's see, all three of these builds, they're... optimal lineups had Justin Bour sitting at first base. And obviously they like to spend up on pitching, so that's why they went and got him at that price. So I definitely think he's going to be in the player pool today. In cash games, you know, I don't even hate it, especially obviously if you're going stacked pitcher, then that makes a lot of sense today. Greg Bird, if he's back in the lineup versus Estrada today, I think he will be. You know, he sat out the second game of the doubleheader yesterday. And, you know, against Marco Estrada, he's 4,100. It's a big number, but absolutely fine with him. Matt Adams, there's a guy under 4K against Nathan Eovaldi. I'm not sold that Eovaldi turned into an ace after not pitching for like 2 years. So look for him to be in a pretty good spot today at under 4K. And then we go back to Baltimore. I haven't built it out yet, but I think we can get some nice Baltimore stacks tonight with top-notch pitching, because we got Trumbo at 36. We've got Mancini at 33. You know, can't play them both necessarily on DraftKings, but on Fantasy Draft, you absolutely can. So, obviously, I think some of those guys might be dual eligibility, but under 4K, like, really interested in those guys here today. So, yeah, those are my first base targets tonight. Okay, moving on to second base, and an under 4K option against Jose Urena is Matt Carpenter. He's got the highest plate IQ premium score here at that position. Not by a lot, but at 3,900, and we know Urena really struggles versus that handedness. He makes a ton of sense today. Probably going to be somewhat chalky today, looking at our other options that we have. You know, Jed Lowry, Ben Zobrist, Asdrubal Cabrera, all these guys absolutely viable. I mean, let's not, you know, Cobb is awful, okay? He just cannot strike anybody out. And Asdrubal Cabrera and the Mets, I don't really love stacking that team because I don't think they're particularly compelling as a stackable team right now. But against Alex Cobb, you might have to make an exception there in a couple of lineups. But they don't come cheap. That's kind of the problem there. If you need value, we've got Kinsler against leading off against Keller and likely a bullpen game in Kansas City. He's just 3.5. Kipnis at 3.5 against Guerra today. And then Eduardo Nunez. I talked about Boston guys. You can get into your lineup for cheap. He is fitting the bill. And then Jonathan Scope versus lefties at 3.5. Definitely going to be part of some Baltimore stacks that I build tonight against Jason Vargas, who basically stinks. So there you go. That's what I got at second. Let's move on over to third base today. And, you know, I think Matt Chapman against Matt Moore, pretty desirable spot today. 4.1, it's a big price, but not crazy big price. Like, I feel like we can make that happen. If you're rolling, you know, Scherzer, Kluber, probably not. But if you're not, then those guys are guys to consider. If you're going Scherzer and Kluber, Rafael Devers, talked about that Boston stack, 3.3K. We can make him work today at third base against that bullpen game. You know, the big boppers, guys like Bryant, guys like Nolan Arenado. I mean, Discofani, he's pretty bad. And, you know, Potts makes a pretty good case for, like, he could be really bad coming off this injury. We don't know what type of pitcher he's going to be here. And he was pretty, you know, non-exciting to begin with. So you can make a case for Arenado, probably at low ownership outside of Coors Field tonight. Eugenio Suarez, I mean, he's 5,100. That is a monster number for him. But Kyle Freeland, not a guy I love to pick on. He's been pretty solid here so far this season. Gets away from Coors, but Suarez, you know, just crushing left-handed pitching. I mean, the numbers this season, 428 on the WOBA, 327 on the average. Let's see over the last two seasons, give you a bigger sample size here on Suarez. And yeah, 428 is the matchup WOBA for him. So that is great. That actually takes the handedness of pitcher versus the handedness of hitter and finds you the best number out there. And he looks like he fits the bill. 404 weighted OBA and a 267 isolated power. So a lot of things looking pretty good for him today. Max Muncy, another guy. Again, sample size is small, but a 266 ISO. Again, it's against a pitcher today for the Pirates that, where did that go? Who's pitching for the Pirates? Had it. The righty is Joe Musgrove, who's actually looked all right to this point, but definitely not a guy, like, I don't think we can take one-offs. And, you know, Max Muncy, not a lot of people are probably going to go there today at that position. Let's see. Todd Frazier even versus Cobb, I'm fine with. You know, we might prefer versus lefties, but again, Cobb doesn't strike anybody out, and that's usually the problem we run into with guys like Frazier today. Okay, I think that kind of sums it up. We don't want to name everybody in the player pool here today. Okay, moving on to shortstop. Probably the top play in the slate, Manny Machado. Pretty good chance I think he could send one deep tonight. He's 5.2, which makes that a little tough to swallow in terms of fitting him into high-dollar pitching lineups. But if you're paying down, definitely a guy to look at. Again, Eduardo Nunez, a guy we can slide over to play this position. Marcus Semien today against Matt Moore, 4,100. Bats leadoff. Really solid cash game play if you can make that one happen. Trying to see if we've got value. There's not a lot to love here. Yeah, I think Eduardo Nunez is probably going to be the guy that you're going to potentially want to roster in those in that shortstop spot as a punt, assuming he cracks the lineup here tonight. Let's see here. Let me look at some, see if we get some other splits here over the last couple of seasons. By the way, we added all the splits to our lineup HQ page, which is fabulous. Hopefully we can add some color coding soon to our lineup HQ page for our stats within there. That's the next thing that I'm asking for. So we'll see if we can't get that. You know, Didi's fine, but he's a pay up. One of the best matchup WOBAs we've got on the slate today at this position, he's cheap, is Alcides Escobar going against Heaney tonight. I mean, I don't love him because he's so limited on the upside, but he comes in at the 1-2-3-4 fifth best matchup WOBA, 324 against that handedness, 151 on the ISO, which isn't great, but again, it is Alcides Escobar, and he's 2,700. So if you need a punt, maybe a guy to look at there. All right, getting to the outfield tonight. And the top matchup WOBA we've got, again, we got a lot of Mets near the top, is Brandon Nimmo today at 4.4K. I think he's a fine option in a stack. I don't think I want to pay that number for him in a one-off situation probably, but obviously the Mets in a really good position tonight. And yeah, you know, he makes a ton of sense, you know, in that leadoff spot. But at that price on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, it's a little bit expensive for me to pay. All right, let's get back to some other outfielders that I'm looking at. I lost my place on my page here. Let's see. Benintendi against Lewicki, 5K, big number for him, but pretty tough to fit into our lineups tonight. But he's just excellent versus righties. Jason Hayward, for me, if he bats second again versus Eflin, especially if that total comes in a tick higher than I expect, like, if it's like an 8 and Chicago's like minus 150 today, maybe there's a reason to go there. I think it probably could come in at like 7.5 though with that win, but we'll see. But again, Eflin versus any lefty, you got to take note of. I think the Yankee bats are the top choices today. I mean, Judge, you know, Stanton versus righty. You know, I feel like this new batting stance might have hurt him a little bit more versus righties. Yeah, we haven't seen quite the same pop. Now, he's got home runs and I think back-to-back games. And if you followed Stanton's career, you know that, you know, his home runs come in bunches. So, like, if I'm stacking the Yankees, I'm probably putting him in. But if I'm taking a one-off, I'd probably rather use Aaron Judge, although he kind of strikes out an absolute ton. But against Estrada, whose K numbers are way down, Judge, pretty good chance he might take one deep today. Chris Davis as well against Matt Moore, definitely like him. Kyle Schwarber, you know, hitting low in that lineup, but another lefty, a power lefty versus Eflin. Let's cross our fingers that he makes contact, and we should be good to go. Jay Bruce at 3.4, he's probably viable in some of those lineups with, you know, big-time pitching today at just 3,400. So I think he makes a pretty nice one-off today. Adam Duvall, same salary for him. You know, you don't love him versus righties, but versus lefties, the numbers fit, and I like this matchup today. Freeland's not a guy we're looking to pick on, but as a one-off, nobody seems to ever take Duvall, but he's got multi-home run upside, which is really what we're looking for. Mark Canha, Steven Piscotty, Chad Pinder. I mean, you got all three of these Oakland outfielders at 37, 36, and 3,100. So a path to get some Oakland exposure on the cheap today. Joey Rickard, if he leads off at under 3K against, Vargas today, absolutely, you know, he's not a guy that we love, but definitely a guy that in the leadoff spot under 3K can get us, you know, big starting pitching tonight. You know, obviously no problem with Mike Trout today if you want to go there. I mean, Red Sox are fine if you want to pay down a little bit. I think that kind of covers where I'm looking today in terms of, you know, Bryce Harper. You know, I think Washington's an interesting stack today. I don't think anybody's going to go there. With Scherzer on the mound, you know, kind of get nervous and whether or not the bats are going to show up or not. But Nathan Eovaldi, you know, 4.39, that implied run total. That's not terrible for the Nats, but they're pretty priced up today. So let's talk about my stacks tonight. Obviously, Yankees, but I think my favorite ones on the cheap today are going to be a team like Baltimore, Red Sox. If you can, you know, manage to get, you know, avoid the top four, you got Nunez at 3.2, Devers at 3.3, Bradley at 3K, Holt at 3.3, Swihart at 2.7. So you can get a lot of Red Sox, and you just cross your fingers that maybe they walk JD Martinez and Mitch Moreland, and Devers and Nunez do the damage today. Oakland, a top flight stack for us today. I didn't talk about many Twins, but Lucas Giolito is not particularly great today. So if you want to take a crack at a Twins one-off stack, you'll probably get him at under 5% versus what I view as a pretty trash pitcher today on this slate. And that's probably it. Now, the late games, there's not a lot that I'm loving to stack here. Angels versus Keller, maybe. But I don't believe that that Angels team is overly stackable unless it's Bartolo Colon. Then pitching on the other end, then you can absolutely stack them up. So there you go. That's my outlook for you today. If you want more updated information, best thing to do is listen to SiriusXM tonight. I'm back with the beer man, so we'll be able to look at lineups and see what has changed from this morning until this afternoon. Sometimes things change, sometimes they don't. Pitching-wise, you know, it should be a pretty easy night tonight, but make sure you check us out on Grinders Live. Tons of great content there. We've got a premium NBA video dropping for you a little bit later today for tomorrow's showdown slate. That's been big money in those games. I heard, again, I can't confirm this because I didn't see it, but somebody mentioned on Twitter that there was a stack correction that dropped somebody from 100 and like 15K, three guys from 115K to $150 because there was like just a huge tie behind them on that. So only swinging like hundreds of thousands of dollars on stack corrections. It's crazy. My advice to you, do not sweat your games until you wake up in the morning when you're doing the when you're doing the single slate games. Don't do it. It's not worth it. You'll give yourself anxiety if you're doing well and then something disastrous happens. Fall asleep, wake up in the morning, and hopefully it says on your phone, oh, you won $115,000 on DraftKings. Like, that's what you hope for. But don't do the stress. Now, in regular fantasy, it doesn't bother me one bit because it's slow, it plays out. But literally every single stat swings thousands in these NBA slates right now. So save your tick her a, you know, give it a couple extra years and just wake up in the morning, watch the game, enjoy it, and hopefully you do well. But that's it for me. I'm out of here. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks to you for listening, downloading, being a part of our great community here at rotogrinders.com. And if you've got any feedback on anything we're doing, you can leave me a comment. You can ping me in the private message. You can find me on Twitter at Dan_Bach. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on The Fix. Till then, have a great one, and we will see you.